let's dive into some COPD research today.
Okay.
You know how CT scans can reveal so much about what's going on inside our bodies?
Right.
Well, get this.
Okay.
A recent study suggests that something as simple as seeing mucus plugs on a scan
Oh, wow.
could be a game changer
Interesting.
in predicting how COPD might progress.
Okay.
So by the end of this deep dive,
Right.
you'll understand what these plugs are,
Okay.
why they matter,
Gotcha.
and what this research could mean for managing COPD.
Right.
Maybe even your own.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
These mucus plugs are literally just that,
Yeah.
plugs of mucus
Oh,
blocking
yeah.
the airways and the lungs.
Wow.
But their presence could have a big impact on how we approach COPD treatment in the future.
Okay, so walk me through this.
Sure.
We're saying that spotting these plugs on a CT scan
Right.
could give doctors a heads up about a patient's COPD journey.
That's the idea.
Okay.
This study,
Yeah.
published in the Archivos de Bronchopneumologia journal, followed 623 COPD patients in South Korea over 5 years.
Wow.
They tracked lung function and those tough symptom flare-ups, exacerbations,
Right.
and used a scoring system to assess how severe the mucus plugs were in each patient.
So it wasn't just about the presence of plugs,
Yeah.
but also how bad they were.
Exactly.
Makes sense. What did they find?
Well,
Should we be worried if we see these plugs on a scan?
the results are pretty eye-opening.
Okay.
Patients who had mucus plugs at the beginning of the study
Yeah.
experienced more frequent and severe exacerbations
Oh, no.
compared to those without.
That makes me think about the anxiety that comes with
Yeah.
those exacerbations.
Sure.
Knowing about these plugs in advance could really help manage that, couldn't it?
Absolutely. And here's where it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
The study differentiated between
Yeah.
eosinophilic
Right.
and non-eosinophilic exacerbations.
Okay.
You might be familiar with eosinophils, their
Yes.
role in asthma, but in COPD, it's often this non-eosinophilic inflammation that's driving those flare-ups.
Okay.
And that's where these plugs seem to be playing a role.
Interesting.
They were specifically linked to an increase in those non-eosinophilic exacerbations.
So these plugs could be like a red flag
Yeah.
for a different kind of inflammation in COPD, one
Exactly.
that might need a different treatment approach.
It suggests that we need to pay closer attention
Yeah.
to the different types of inflammation driving these events
Right.
and consider more personalized treatments
Okay.
depending on the type of inflammation involved.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it sounds like exacerbations aren't the only concern.
Right.
The study also looked at lung function over those 5 years, right?
Yes, this is the part
What did they discover there?
that underscores the potential long-term impact.
Okay.
The study found that patients with mucus plugs
Yeah.
also experienced a faster decline in lung function
Oh, wow.
compared to those without.
Does this mean the mucus plugs are directly damaging the lungs?
Not necessarily causing the damage directly,
Okay.
but their presence could be a visible indicator
Yeah.
of a more aggressive form of COPD,
Oh.
one that's progressing more rapidly.
Wow.
This means that identifying these plugs early could be crucial.
Right.
It's like having an early warning system
I see.
that allows for more proactive management.
So even just seeing these plugs on a CT scan
Yeah.
could give doctors a valuable heads up
It is quite remarkable.
about how a patient's COPD might progress.
And it raises the question.
That's huge.
If doctors can identify patients with mucus plugs early on,
Yeah.
could they potentially intervene in a way
Right?
that slows down that lung function decline
Wow.
or prevents those severe exacerbations?
Now that's a question I bet a lot of people are asking.
It is.
But before we get too carried away,
Sure.
I'm sure there are some limitations to this study.
You're absolutely right. It's important to remember
Okay.
that this research was conducted at a single hospital in South Korea, and the study design was retrospective.
Okay.
This means we need more research
Gotcha.
to confirm these findings
Yeah.
and see if they hold true in other populations.
Okay, so it's not the final word,
Right.
but definitely something to keep an eye on.
Absolutely.
Now that we understand the impact on exacerbations,
Right.
let's shift our focus to another significant finding.
Okay. This study really highlights the need to look beyond the broad classifications of COPD
Yeah.
and delve into the individual factors that influence a patient's experience.
It really underscores that COPD isn't a one-size-fits-all condition, doesn't it?
Precisely. And that brings us to another significant finding from this study:
Okay.
the potential for more personalized treatment approaches
Right.
based on the presence of these mucus plugs.
You mentioned earlier that current treatments don't always address the non-eosinophilic inflammation.
Right.
That these plugs seem to signal. So what does that mean for treatment moving forward? Mm. Are we talking about completely different medications?
It's definitely a question researchers are exploring.
Right.
Current COPD treatments like inhaled corticosteroids can be effective for eosinophilic inflammation.
Right.
But for the non-eosinophilic type that these plugs might indicate, their effectiveness is less clear.
While that sounds promising, it makes me wonder about the practical aspects.
Sure.
How readily available would these specialized tests and treatments be for the average person managing their COPD?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
It's all well and good to talk about personalized medicine.
Right.
But it needs to be accessible and affordable.
Of course.
For it to truly make a difference.
Right.
But I think this research does open the door for some really exciting possibilities down the line.
Like what? Paint me a picture of what this future of COPD care might look like.
Imagine a future where a CT scan doesn't just show the presence of mucus plugs, but also gives doctors insights into the specific type of inflammation involved. This could allow them to tailor treatments more effectively.
Yeah.
Maybe they could even identify patients who would benefit from newer therapies,
right,
targeting non-eosinophilic pathways.
That would be a real game changer.
Right.
It would be like having a roadmap for each individual's COPD,
exactly,
guiding doctors towards the most effective interventions.
Yeah.
So instead of just treating the symptoms, they could actually target the underlying processes driving the disease.
Exactly. It's about moving from a reactive approach to a proactive one.
I see.
And who knows, maybe one day we'll even have treatments that can prevent these mucus plugs from forming in the first place.
Now, that's a future I'd love to see. But for now, what does this mean for someone living with COPD today?
Hmm.
What should they be taking away from all of this?
If you have COPD, this research really reinforces the importance of regular monitoring and open communication with your doctor.
Right.
Don't hesitate to ask about these mucus plugs, especially if you're experiencing frequent or severe exacerbations.
It's also a reminder that there's hope for the future, right?
Absolutely.
Research is constantly evolving.
Yes.
And new discoveries like this one have the potential to transform how we manage and treat COPD.
You know, one thing that really struck me about this study was its focus on mucus plugs in the middle to large-sized airways.
Okay.
It got me thinking, what about those smaller airways?
Good point. We know that COPD can affect the entire network of airways in the lungs.
Exactly.
Not just the big ones.
And there's a growing body of research suggesting that small airway disease might play a more significant role in COPD than we previously thought.
So could these mucus plugs also be forming in those smaller airways?
It's a very real possibility.
Even if they're harder to detect on a CT scan.
And if that's the case,
it
could have major implications.
Wow.
For how we understand the progression of COPD and the impact of those mucus plugs on lung function decline.
It's almost like there's this whole unseen world within our lungs.
Right.
And I'm curious, with all the technological advances we're seeing, are we getting closer to being able to actually see those smaller airways in action?
That's a great question, and it's something researchers are actively working on.
Okay.
New imaging techniques like hyperpolarized gas MRI might offer a way to peek into those tiny airways.
Interesting.
And get a better understanding of what's happening there.
Wow, that would be a game changer.
It would.
It could revolutionize how we diagnose and treat COPD.
Right.
Especially in those early stages when the damage is still reversible.
Absolutely.
But even with the limitations of current imaging, I think this study provides a compelling argument.
It does.
For paying closer attention to those mucus plugs.
Right.
They might be a small detail on a CT scan.
Yeah.
But they could hold valuable clues about a patient's future health.
You know, one of the things that makes this study so compelling is that it's not just about understanding the disease better.
Right.
It's about translating that knowledge.
Yeah.
Into tangible actions that can improve patients' lives.
Exactly. And that's what makes me so excited about this field of research.
Yeah.
It's not just theoretical.
Right.
It has the power to make a real difference for people living with COPD.
Speaking of making a difference, the study authors also highlighted another crucial point.
Okay.
The limitations of their research.
Yes. It's always important to acknowledge those limitations.
Yeah.
Can you remind our listeners what those were?
Of course, as we mentioned earlier, this study was conducted at a single hospital in South Korea.
Right.
So the findings might not be generalizable to other populations.
Right. And it was a retrospective study, meaning they were looking back at data.
Precisely.
But it had already been collected.
That type of design can be valuable,
yeah.
But it also has its limitations.
Right.
We need prospective studies,
okay,
where researchers follow patients over time,
right,
to confirm these findings and tease out cause and effect relationships. So more research is definitely needed.
It is.
But even so, this study gives us a lot to think about.
A lot.
And I'm curious, what stood out to you the most?
For me, it was the potential of these mucus plugs as a prognostic marker.
Okay.
Imagine being able to look at a CT scan,
yeah,
and get a sense of how a patient's COPD might progress.
That's a powerful concept.
It is.
It could help doctors make more informed decisions about treatment.
Absolutely.
And potentially intervene earlier to prevent complications.
Exactly. Early intervention is key in COPD.
Yeah.
And having a marker like this could be a game changer.
Right.
It could help us shift from a reactive approach,
okay,
to a more proactive one.
I see.
Focused on preventing those exacerbations,
right,
and slowing down lung function decline.
Now that's a vision worth striving for.
It is.
But I'm wondering, are there any other potential implications of this research that we haven't touched on yet?
You know, there's one aspect that I think deserves more attention and might surprise you. It has to do with the link between these mucus plugs and something called the gut microbiome.
Hold on. The gut microbiome.
Yeah.
What does our gut have to do with mucus plugs in our lungs?
That's exactly the kind of connection that makes this field so fascinating.
Okay.
There's a growing body of research,
right,
exploring the intricate relationship between the gut and the lungs.
Interesting.
And it seems that these mucus plugs might be another piece of that puzzle.
Okay. I am officially intrigued. Tell me more. Okay, I'm all ears. How could our gut possibly be linked to mucus plugs in our lungs?
Well, it turns out the gut microbiome, that diverse community of microorganisms living in our intestines, can actually influence immune responses throughout the body.
Oh, wow.
Including in the lungs.
So you're saying that the bacteria in our gut could somehow be playing a role in the formation of these mucus plugs?
That's exactly what some researchers are starting to investigate.
Interesting.
It's still early days, but there's evidence suggesting that an imbalance in the gut microbiome,
right,
we call dysbiosis, could contribute to inflammation in the lungs and, yeah, potentially even influence the production of mucus.
Whoa, hold on. So if we could somehow restore balance to the gut microbiome,
right,
could that potentially reduce the formation of these mucus plugs and slow down COPD progression?
It's a fascinating possibility, isn't it? And it opens up a whole new avenue for our potential treatments.
This is blowing my mind. It's like our bodies are this intricate ecosystem,
yeah,
where everything is interconnected.
Precisely. And understanding these connections is crucial for developing more effective and holistic approaches,
right,
to managing COPD.
So what does this mean for people living with COPD today?
Mm-hmm.
What can they do to support their gut health?
Well, maintaining a healthy diet,
okay,
rich in fiber and fermented foods, can help promote a diverse and balanced gut microbiome.
So those yogurt commercials might actually be onto something?
There's definitely some truth to that, and there's also growing interest in the potential of probiotics and prebiotics,
okay,
to modulate the gut microbiome and influence immune responses.
It's amazing to think that something as simple as changing our diet,
yeah,
could have a positive impact on our lung health.
It really highlights the interconnectedness of our bodies,
yeah,
and the importance of taking a holistic approach to health and well-being.
Well, this has been an incredibly enlightening deep dive.
It has.
I feel like we've only just scratched the surface,
yeah,
of this complex and fascinating topic.
There's always more to explore and discover in the world of COPD research.
Of course.
And who knows what other groundbreaking insights await us just around the corner.
For our listeners who are eager to learn more about COPD mucus plugs and the latest research,
yeah,
be sure to check out the show notes for links to the study and other valuable resources.
And remember, knowledge is power. Arm yourself with information, ask questions,
right,
and be an active participant in your own healthcare journey.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of COPD. We'll be back next week with another fascinating topic to explore. Until then, stay curious and keep those minds engaged.